Okay, Countryside Live continues with its magic, and we moved from obviously the veterinary area to Yorkshire Extreme Adventure with extreme 4x4s and extreme survival, extreme segways. Jill, is this something to do with your HMRC work that you think I'm just going to go extreme now?
No, not at all. Don't mention the war. No, it just looks good fun. I was just having a look at all the posters, and it looks a great thing for young and old alike. So do you get a mixture of all ages?
We do, yeah. We cater from 6 years all the way up to 80, 90, you know, however old, really.
So the proverbial senior citizen who wishes to actually take that parachute jump, you can actually cater for that?
Not so much a parachute jump, but definitely a Land Rover off-roading driver experience, yeah.
We covered a 4x4 adventure a couple of years ago with a few folk for Southside Broadcasting. I mean, it seems to be becoming a growing popular case. I mean, I noticed that you obviously cater for corporate events. Just looking behind you there, you've got gift vouchers that are available. Also, I mean, do you get a lot of corporate companies coming in now, particularly, obviously, dare I mention the word, in the recession?
Yeah, we do. We do. We're still busy, you know, we still get corporate companies coming in, you know, from small companies through to, you know, big companies. We had McCain's a couple of years ago, you know, we do Yorkshire Water, we do big companies still, yeah.
I'm just astonished by McCain's and their oven chips going sort of extreme. It would be astounding. Jill?
Do you tend to get a lot of children's parties then?
We do, yeah. We cater for children's parties. We do quad biking. We do Land Rovers. They don't need a licence to drive off-road. So if they can see over the steering wheel and they can reach the pedals, then they're free to drive a Land Rover. So, yeah.
How does it work then? Do you have an area where people come to, or do you go out to parties and things?
We do, yeah. We've got a centre with nearly a 50-acre off-road site at Felixkirk, just outside of Thirsk, so they can bring their party and we can, you know, do the events there, or we can do outside events at Gisborough Hall, places like that, where we take, you know, all the equipment to them and you know, do the day for them at different sites.
In case the listener is actually sort of thinking, how fratfully rude, they haven't actually introduced who we're speaking to here. It is, of course, not Miss Yorkshire Extreme Adventures, it's actually Nikki, correct?
It is, yes.
Nikki, your connection with the company?
I'm the sales and admin manager.
It's a very important part of the whole thing, really.
It is very important.
So your team that you've actually got with you today, which seems to be a whole brand of sort of fine folk, wearing, of course, the Yorkshire Extreme Adventures motto, etc. Actually, just give them some name checks.
Okay, well, Matt Leadbeater, he's our bushcraft and survival. So he will take children's parties, scout groups, you know, take them out into the bush, teach them all they need to know about survival. Teach them how to build shelters, how to, you know, start fires, whether that's a good thing or not. And then there's Sarah. Sarah's in the office. She takes the calls, you know, makes sure that you're booking runs smoothly.
Equally important then, basically.
Very important.
And in terms of the fire starting, no, we're not actually advocating that you go all various fire starter on the whole thing. I think we go back to what we were talking about in the Great Yorkshire Show, that it's responsible use of fire. That's the important thing, right?
It is, yes. Yes, it is responsible use, yeah.
Don't want to have the notion that Yorkshire Extreme are producing the next generation of arsonists, do we?
No, definitely not.
Okay, a web address. How can people actually get in touch with you if they're not here at Countryside Live, but they're listening to this podcast online?
Okay, well, we've just got a new website, just gone live, called extremeadventuresuk.com, extreme without the E, and that's our new web address.
Extreme without the E, so really extreme.
No, without the E, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Just wanted to clarify that. Thank you, Jill.
No, that's fine, Alex. It's been a long morning.
It's been a long week. Nikki, many thanks indeed. We'll hopefully touch base with you in the not-too-distant future, if that's okay.
Lovely. Thank you very much.
So, we've just left Jill to sort out her family, and Gary and Holly seem to be coping quite well, don't they, Jill?
They're having a fabulous time. I knew they'd be in the craft tent here every year. They love making everything.
It's a great scenario, and we've just managed to prevail upon the services of Yorkshire Hurdles Traditional Woodland Crafts, and we're speaking to
Angela Cole.
Angela, we've seen you in full force weaving baskets as if you were a whirling dervish of an individual here. Now, what's the secret, really, of producing this kind of material?
Well, it's just practice, like everything, really. Practice and repetition and getting better, and as you get better, you get faster.
We were talking earlier to some of the classic stick manufacturers and also some of the clog manufacturers. It does seem as though these rural crafts are undergoing a bit of a renaissance.
Well, that's right. Actually, the people who supply me with willow, their demand has increased. So I think there is a lot more use of willow and a lot more, hopefully a lot more purchasing of willow products.
There's something wonderful about actually doing an interview whilst one's sitting on a hay bale. Jill, over to yourself.
Well, we had a go last year. You were here last year?
Yes.
Yes, and it was very interesting to do, because when you first look at the long pieces of the stick, you think, well, I'm never going to make that into any sort of shape. But once you start to work with it, it's quite pliable, isn't it?
It is, yes. Well, it's soaked in order to make it more flexible. So it's harvested, dried, and then I soak whatever I need to use on, for that particular product or for that particular workshop.
So approximate length of time it would take to make one of the baskets that we actually see here?
Well, a basket is a good morning's work, really.
And in terms of actually reaching your level of skill, we're talking about a lifetime, presumably.
Well, I mean, to be honest, I still consider myself a beginner, really. A real good fast basket maker, I'll probably make one in a couple of hours, and I'm not quite there yet.
It's a target to aim for, isn't it?
Yes.
Listen, I know that there's a queue already sort of waiting to actually sort of avail themselves of your services for the moment. Many thanks indeed.
Thank you.
Dry stone walling is something, Jill, which you've often remarked as we've crossed the countryside. It's literally quite all over the place.
Yes, it always looks so attractive, much more attractive than just normal bricks. But you do wonder, how do you get it to be really strong? Because it's weathered by all sort of conditions, isn't it?
Well, clearly we're in the exact right place to actually deal with that, because we've got the Yorkshire Dry Stone Walling Guild with us, represented by Master Waller.
Master Waller, John Pridmore, and I'm the chairman of the guild as well.
Excellent. Okay, so really the right person to come to when it comes to dry stone walling. So, yeah, I mean, I watch these things at the Lincolnshire Show. I see them at the Newark and Notts Show. It's a wonderful event. People are often captivated by the whole thing. But how does it actually work?
Dry stone walling, the key to it is gravity and friction. It is what it said. It's dry stone. There's no cement in it. So it's the stone holding against itself. The design of the wall is that it's wider at the bottom and comes narrow at the top. That's called batter. A standard wall would be 2 foot wide at the bottom, up to about 12 inches at the top, and around about 4 foot high. The stones are laid in courses. The key to building them is crossing the joints, which is, I suppose, the same as brickwork on a house. If you see the joints running up together, then that's a weak point in the wall. And then it's a two-sided structure, so it's built from two sides, and in the middle is called hearting or filling, and that's the real strength of the wall there. You can't really build a wall without the middle in there, and that binds it all together. Once you've got a finished wall, then over time the wall settles, and it actually tightens up and becomes stronger over time.
It's fascinating, yeah. And I noticed there's so many like smaller rocks and stones in the middle there. Is that the whole secret of it then?
Yeah, that's the heart in the middle, and that really does hold it all together. You'll find that when you see walls that are down in the countryside, a lot of the time what's happened is that will have turned to dust, and then the wall just collapses in on itself. So it is, you know, where the real strength of the wall is in the middle.
And you don't have to worry about the cement stuff at all, really, do you? Presumably it's just a case of getting the decent stones.
Yeah, I mean, these can be built virtually anywhere as long as you've got the raw materials, which is a supply of stone. So that's why you see them going up over the hills in the countryside, where all you need is stone and a couple of tools and you're away.
Is it something that you see elsewhere in Europe, in terms of guilds of dry stone walling?
There's bodies in Canada, America, Australia that do dry stone walling. And I myself have been on holiday to places like Menorca, where you can see examples of dry stone walling in many countries.
So as we head into the 21st century, it's still very much an active part of the countryside there?
Yeah, it's definitely alive and kicking. We as a guild run courses every year. And they're still very, very popular. People wanting to come and learn the skill, some just for a bit of fun, but some are looking to make a career out of it.
And roughly how long would the course actually take? Is it 3 months, 4 months, five years, a lifetime?
It's a two-day introductory course. The real learning comes once you've learnt the basics and you go away and improve your skills from there.
Spoken as a true Master Waller. I can't believe I said Master Waller. It sounds differently received from that point of view. And indeed, the web address, of course, remains www.ydswg.co.uk.
That's correct, yeah.
Well, we've heard the saying, sheep may safely graze. We're in the sheep zone here of the Countryside Live show. Jill, I think it's fair to say, rather like myself, sheep, interesting people, interesting animals. We're not really sheep people, though, are we?
Not really. I was just saying there that I do. I mean, I love to come to places like this. I do. I love to see the crafts. I like to see the things from the countryside. I'm a bit of a townie at heart, though. And sheep, yes, they're fine. I'll particularly love them with mint sauce. But yes, there's lots of very, very pretty, well-groomed, well-looked-after sheep. I can see that.
And directly adjacent, of course, to the motorcycle extreme sports demonstration that we're seeing.
Oh, yes, something that my husband and daughter, Holly, will be looking and going and having a look at, because that sounds very exciting.
Well, we're going to try and track down one of the sheep exhibitors here, and because I don't think we're going to get a great deal other than a baa out of the actual sheep themselves. And obviously our sheepies isn't up to top speed here, but we'll continue ever onwards. Well, clearly how stars are made, whether they're volunteered or otherwise, it's a case of who's the best person to go to when we start talking about sheep. And we're lucky now to be speaking to
Martin Brown.
Martin, just share with us, what brings you to Countryside Live today?
Oh, I've come ever since it started in 2002, 2003. We love showing our sheep. It's a great event. It promotes what you've got and you meet a lot of friends.
Now, Jill earlier uttered those immaculate words, love the sheep, particularly with mint sauce.
I know, I'm sorry to say that. Yes, they all look very well groomed and beautiful, though. I mean, they all have nice free-range lives. And is that the ultimate thing, though, that you will actually, these sheep will be eaten, or are these just for show?
Yeah, some of the females will be kept for breeding. The male lambs, which are wethers, they'll end up going for slaughter. And they're all very well cared for, very, very well presented, groomed. There'll be hours and hours and hours of paid time spent with these sheep preparing them for a show. It's like a labour of love, and if you love doing it, you get enjoyment out of it. It's like going to a dance on a Saturday night and you see a bonny young girl, you'll always go back and have another look.
Mm-hmm. And you can see, can't you, just looking at them, how well cared for they are. They look beautiful.
Yeah, very well cared for, as is the whole farming industry. You know, it's a show picture for it, and the general public have to come and see what we've got, and we present it to the best of our ability.
I mean, I can only endorse that. In terms of the actual range of entries, the quality seems to go up year by year. Obviously, record numbers of entries we hear coming through from this whole basis. How has the standard been for sheep this year at the Countryside Live Show?
Oh, tremendous. I think it's the best show of sheep there's been since it started. The quality's getting better and better every year. We've had a good year. We've had a first and 5 seconds. You know, very, very happy. To get a ticket here, it's quite an achievement, you know.
And in terms of the actual rosettes or the images, is it the same as most of the other thing in terms of blue, gold, silver, etc.? How can we actually detect a first-class sheep?
Red. Red first, blue for second, yellow third, green fourth, pink fifth.
And do you get a chance to look around at the rest of the show whilst you're here, or is it a case of, no, I've got to look after my sheep, the sheep need me?
No, I look after my sheep and I go around cattle, but I haven't been around stalls or out like that, because a lot of farmers aren't interested in stalls. But no, I go around cattle, very interesting cattle as well. It's a good event,
And just in case people actually want to touch base with your good self, in terms of the range of shows that you actually do, will you be back with us at the Great Yorkshire Show? Will you be covering Newark and Notts, Lincoln and so on?
No, I'll be going to Carlisle on Friday, Agri Expo, and then it'll be Great Yorkshire next year and about 15 local shows.
And I've got to say, given the sheep thing, something which went down in Southside Broadcasting history as being a true legendary event is the Massham Sheep Fair. Do you do Massham?
Yeah, it's one of our locals. It's only 5 miles down the road from me. Legendary. Well, so is North Yorkshire County Show at Nathallerton, which I am chairman of the sheep there. We've run it for 10 years, me and my wife, Val. And if it wasn't for us doing the sheep section, there probably wouldn't be sheep at the show.
Well, I think it's important to actually give a plug for the website for the North Yorkshire Show. How can people actually access that on the internet?
We have a website, North Yorkshire Show, www.com, something like that. It's on the website anyhow.
Well, do you know, I think it's been about 3 or 4 years since we last did Mass, and we must actually look to do that. And who knows, maybe we could actually have Southside as one of your official supporters for your sheep at Mass.
Yeah, and come to North Yorks as well.
What do you think, Jill?
Yes, sounds great. Yeah, well, definitely.
A way of actually bringing the townie to the sheep, and the sheep to the townie.
Yes, that's true, yeah.
Well, it was a little bit, because I can see why they've got this standard Martin girl on here, you see, to stop him getting a little bit too long. Ideally, what we put more work into him is his head to come down a little bit, so the overall pattern's a little bit easier that you can adjust. At the moment, is what I call having to rely after the fence a little bit too much on the standard martingale. Therefore, these jumps down a bit high. He might have one jump down behind, just as he's fighting the mountain.
Just listening to some of the masterclass correspondence that's actually coming through here, the equine classes, which, as we found out earlier, becoming an intrinsic part of Countryside Live. In a few moments, we'll be talking once again to some of the fine organisers of this event. And just a reminder, you're listening to Southside Broadcasting on location in association with Ather & Co. and Pharmanor Nutritional Supplements. Now, we just talked about magnetic attractions and the notion that wherever she happens to be, whether it's with Fieldside Arts or indeed the Hey Cheeky Company, we managed to track down Dorothy Bowser. This is a thing, Jill, clearly. Describe what we're looking at now.
Well, we're looking at undergarments, basically, Alex, with very funny little pictures and sayings on them.
Precisely, the classic bang bang, the slightly more risque, a lot of various farmyard animals and so on. And indeed, can you handle it? I mean, Dorothy, good to see you as always.
Hello.
So here we are, Countryside Live, the 8th Countryside Live. How's it going for yourself?
Okay, yes. A little bit quiet at this this one. But,
and you've gone for what I describe as your saucy side, which is the Hey Cheeky side, as opposed to the more refined side of Fieldside Arts.
Yeah, we're doing a lot more shows with the Hey Cheeky. It seems to be the more sort of popular thing.
Talking to some of the Yorkshire farmers and the Yorkshire young farmers, I think actually you're very definitely in the right market for that routine.
Yeah.
Dumbing down here, but it's a fact of the matter.
Yeah, it's fun. So when did this start?
It'll be going sort of for 3 years in February, so not quite 3 years now. And it's going fine. We sort of go to sort of more sort of major sort of events like the Yorkshire Show and the Highland and things like that this year. But
you see, the Highland Show I find quite fascinating because surely your average Scotsman, or real Scotsman here, wouldn't really have any need for coverings under the sporran, really. So I don't know, do you find that changes? I mean, can you burst that whole scoop open?
Yeah, apparently when they are wearing the kilts, it's true about they don't need the undergarments, but they do the rest
of the time. An important side of things, though.
Well, I'd love to see a Scotsman with Foxy on his underpants underneath his kilt, but no, it looks good fun. So have you had much success then?
Yeah, we have. Yeah, it's been going really well. So the internet site is always sort of busy and everything. So it's
and did fun. I overhear you saying you were redesigning and revamping the website?
Yes, I am. Yes, at the moment, which is taking a long sort of time, which should have been up earlier this year, but will hopefully be changed onto a new website soon.
So, will you be putting in an appearance yourself on the website, sort of popping up, a sort of personalised routine?
No, I don't think so.
Just a thought. Jill, favourite sort of areas here? Which one would you sort of pick out as being that's the one I'd go for, Gary?
Oh, Foxy.
You see, he's going to do the school teaching profession after being a driving instructor, so clearly he'd be in full force there.
Yeah, definitely. I'll have to bring him along to have a look.
And Dorothy, what's your own personal favourite?
I don't know. I don't know whether I've got any sort of favourites. Normally the sort of latest one that I've brought out, but that's not
which one is that, though?
The last one that we've sort of brought out is a new sort of John Deere one with impressive equipment. Yeah. On it, so
you see, there are colleagues at Rural TV, and I'm thinking of Sarah Chase in particular about that, who would probably find that whole notion. I'm thinking also of our next location report in Newark at the Vintage Agricultural Show, where the notion of actually having John Deere impressive equipment, I think it could actually sort of be on a pill mine there.
Yeah, maybe.
Jill, for the benefit of the non-agricultural person, John Deere, very famous tractor, vintage tractor person, and current tractor.
Thank you for telling me that.
No, people might be saying that. And finally, talked about the website. How can people actually get in touch with your good self, Dorothy?
Yeah, it's just www.heycheeky.co.uk.
And your next round of shows that we can track you down at?
I'm not doing many more this year. This is it gets busy with the internet over Christmas.
Ask for Christmas, no?
No, I don't think we're going to be here where we haven't sort of booked it yet, so it's only another couple of weeks. But we're going to be in York sort of the beginning of December. With the Made in Yorkshire, so we'll just do a little craft fair there. And
the other thing, of course, is you do this actually in betwixt being on the shows and all the rest of the bits and pieces, you're kind of busily coming up with all sorts of creative ideas, etc. And was this diversification that actually launched this whole company?
Yeah, I do, you know, I'm sort of thinking of new ideas and everything all the time, so...
Still waiting for the Southside Broadcasting logo, by the way, to be here and manifest itself. I mean, bear that in mind, Dorothy.
Okay.
It's been about 6 or 7 years, but we still work on it.
Right, okay.
A Countryside Live without Bill Cowling is quite simply inconceivable, Jill. Quite simply inconceivable. And we're fantastic news because we managed to track down the great man himself at this very moment. Bill, good to see you as ever.
Good morning.
It looks as though it's going as well as ever, Bill. This is the eighth Countryside Live. I was saying to Judy earlier, were we looking to beat the record attendances of 2009? Were we up to the 11,000? But it's looking good.
It is looking good. There look to be loads of people coming today. We were slightly up yesterday, but today's a better day weather-wise, which I think will help people to come. And I think you'll agree, Alex, seeing the show, it's as good a show as we've ever had.
Certainly. And in fact, Jill's been around for the last 3 years. She's delighted to find that good weather is here.
Oh, yes. I mean, the last 2 years, I must admit, the weather's not been kind when I've come along. But the show's still been fabulous. But last year it was a shame because things like the falconry last year couldn't go ahead because the weather was so bad. So obviously the sunshine makes all the difference. And it is. It's a great show. It's, you know, my little girl, Holly, who's eight, she's here. And we met up with her a little while ago. And she's so excited because she's been making bags and things. And it's fabulous for the whole family.
I think that's one of the great things about it, the family focus that the show has, and for the kids to do so many hands-on activities, and it allows parents to do a bit of take a shopping opportunity or two.
Or in the case of Jill, actually come with us on our Southside location report, Bill, and provide a snapshot of the whole setup. Jill, any other questions?
No, I mean, have you got more stalls than ever here this year?
I think we have. I think we've more trade stands than we've ever had, because there's quite a few outside, and of course the hall in where we're stood now is very full. So I think we have a bigger trade stand turnout. We've more attractions than we've ever had before. It's a bigger show than it's ever been.
And the Swedish farmers, have they enjoyed the whole event, Bill?
Well, I haven't seen the Swedish farmers. I saw them arrive, and then I've been doing other things, so I haven't actually seen them since they were here.
We caught up briefly with Nigel. Didn't have a chance to have a brief chat with him, but I think Nigel was doing a wonderful job escorting the Swedish farmers around. So good stuff from the chief exec's point of view, at least.
Yeah, there were with three of our council members, Nigel and two other council members, took them round in parties of about 10 or 12, whatever it was, and hopefully they enjoyed seeing a bit of English farming.
Bill, we were talking with Judy earlier about whether there was a possibility of you taking part in some of the motorcycle stunt team work. She thought it would be a great photo opportunity. I'm not sure whether you want to kind of consider that or possibly contact an agent or something.
Well, she's absolutely correct. It would be a great photo opportunity. Whether that opportunity comes to fruition, I think, is somewhat more doubtful.
Yeah, you see, that's why we've always appreciated you, Bill. It comes from your time in the cattle thing. Onwards, ever onwards. Bill Cowling, show director for Countryside Live, and, of course, looking ahead to the Great Yorkshire Show, which is again happening next year.
Oh, it's certainly happening next year. if the Great Yorkshire Show doesn't happen, it'll be a major disappointment to all of us.
We salute you, and we'll see you again very soon.
Yeah, thank you very much. Thanks, both of you.
And so it is time for us to wrap up from our coverage of the Countryside Live event here at the Great Yorkshire Showground in Harrogate. We're here for day two. Perhaps next year we'll actually be here for day one and day two once again. But Jill, it's been fabulous working with you as ever. What have your highlights been from your experiences today?
Well, I've really enjoyed it. The weather has been fabulous today, and that makes all the difference when the sun is shining. But I think one of the best things for me was when I caught up with my little girl Holly, who's 8 years old, and her dad in the craft tent, and she was in the middle of making proggy bags, and she was so excited and animated. And I think that sums up the event, really. I think it's an event for all ages. I think that she's come along there. Her dad was making a bag with her, by the way. Hers was better. And they both had a good time, and she's excited. She tried the sausages, and she'd done something else, and she wanted to have her face painted. So yeah, for a family event, it's absolutely got everything, really. And I've talked to some very interesting people today, and it's been marvellous.